As soon as they reached the dance floor, Grace realized the man could dance, as good as he looked. Julian knew every step as if he'd been born to it. In fact, he had perfect moves, graceful, yet incredibly masculine and sexy. Grace had never seen anything like it. And judging by the envious glares the women around them were directing at her, she figured none of them ever had either. By the time the band ended the song, she was breathless and hot. "How did you—"
"It was a gift from Terpsichore," Julian said, as he dropped his arm over her shoulders and held her tightly against his side.
"Who?"
"The muse of dance."
Grace smiled. "Remind me to send her a thank you note." When the next song started, Julian did a double take as he looked to his left. He frowned. "Is something wrong?" Grace asked as she followed the line of his gaze. He shook his head and rubbed a hand over his eyes.
"I must be seeing things."
"Seeing what?" Julian looked back through the crowd, searching for the tall, blonde man he'd seen out of the corner of his eye. Though he'd barely caught a glimpse of the man, he would have sworn it was Kyrian of Thrace. Standing an easy 6'5", Kyrian had always been a hard man to miss in a crowd, and he'd owned a very distinctive and deadly swagger. But Kyrian here, in this time, was impossible. It must be the madness returning to him. It was making him see things.
"Nothing," he said.
Putting the matter out of his mind, he smiled at her. The next song was slow. Julian pulled her into his arms and held her close as they swayed gently to the beat. Grace wrapped her arms around his neck and laid her head on his chest, where she just breathed in the warm sandalwood scent of his body. She didn't know what it was about his smell that literally turned her inside out, but it made her mouth water for him. With his cheek against the top of her head, he stroked her hair as she listened to his heart pounding. She could have stayed like that forever. But all too soon the song ended, and after two more fast ones, Grace had to sit down. She just didn't have Julian's stamina. As they headed to the table, she realized Julian wasn't even breathing heavily, but his brow was damp from sweat. Julian held the chair for her. Sitting close beside her, he reached for his beer and took a deep drink. "Julian," Selena said with a laugh, "I had no idea you had moves like that on you." Bill rolled his eyes. "Lusting again, Lane?" Selena punched her husband in the belly. "You know better than that. You're the only boy toy I want." Bill cast a skeptical look to Julian. "Yeah, right." Grace saw the shadow fall over Julian's face. "You okay?" she asked. He smiled those dimples at her, and she forgot her question. They sat in silence, listening to the band while she and Julian fed each other nachos. As Grace pulled her hand away from his lips, Julian captured it, then brought it back to his mouth to lick a bit of cheese from her fingertips. His tongue brushed against her skin, setting fire to her entire body. Grace laughed as desire spread through her. How she really wished they had stayed home. She would love to strip Julian's clothes off his body and lick cheese from it for the rest of the night.